Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, this is Nick Coy with the Portage County Safety Council, and we just completed our monthly luncheon, and we had a guest speaker by the name of Don from L-Smart. Don, welcome.
Thank you, sir. It was really great to be out there with your safety council, just an engaged group.
Thank you so much. The presentation was great, but before we get into what you talked about, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, here's the great thing I do. With customers, I go in and I usually help them solve problems. What we pride ourselves on is innovative and new approaches to old safety problems. The example I use is confined space. When I go into a customer, I focus on the entry supervisor. We do things like that, train them, and guess what? They get to share the information. So we really do the smart, L-smart part of it, safety training.
That's great. You know, things are changing in safety, just like business is changing, and we're always looking for new and innovative ways to handle problems related to safety, and that's what you covered today. And it's even more interesting because finally, even though OSHA's behind the boat sometimes, they're catching up with changing things. And as we look at the new OSHA training and performance standards that are coming out with these, we're seeing some changes. Where do you see that going? What have you researched on that?
With the OSHA changes, and especially the performance changes, they're really looking at employees having training that are participant-centered. In other words, it's a fancy word for saying, what do your employees need to know? If you go out and look at most of the new standards, they'll talk about, this is what the employers need to know. Let's take your walking working surfaces. They focus on the human factors. They also talk about organizationally what you need to do. And the last thing they talk about is the equipment. So really, OSHA's trying to move to all the causal factors for accident. Remember, they're preventative. They don't want to be punitive. So that's what they're starting to focus on.
Which is great because, you know, we know statistically that modifying behaviors is going to change how things work. And that's really what this training is about. It's no longer like they say with the HAZCOM standard. It used to be you have the right to know. Now it's the right to understand. And they're looking for organizations to provide that information in a better fashion other than the old signature on a piece of paper.
Absolutely. And that old, as I always say, death by PowerPoint or those boring videos, we no longer use now. So the great thing about it, just like you said, on the global harmonization system, we as trainers can go in. We have the same 16 sections. We can go section 2, 4, 7, 8. We need you to focus on those. And guess what? Employees get that focus on what they need to know to perform their job safely.
You know, one of the things that really caught my attention in your presentation today is you told this story about an individual that fell asleep in 1904 and he wakes up today and how much different the world is. And it has changed so much. Technology has changed. Cars have changed. Everything in our world changes until we step inside the classroom. And the classroom is exactly as it was in 1904, other than our boards, as you said, are white instead of green. And that's a big change, you know, outside our world, but not in the classroom. So how do we change that? What tools are available so that we can change with times and really engage in individuals?
Here's what I always say, and trainers and great trainers, we know that. And I want everyone to think about the best training or the best professor or the best teacher. What did they do? They allowed you to do your own learning. They let you go along and they let you use new tools. Today, we demonstrated Kahoots. We demonstrated some Quizlet. We even used some PowerPoint for some innovative, but the whole focus was letting those employees know, hey, these are the critical steps to your job. So we definitely want to follow up and know your employees, because guess what? What works in one company won't work in another. Know your safety culture. And remember, culture is what happens when you're not there. And the employees should be telling you that.
So as companies train individuals and trainers are listening to this, really we need to do an assessment. We need to gauge our workforce before we go in there, because we can't have this cookie cutter training anymore if we really want an understanding of what we're trying to process.
And you've got the key step. The first step is that training needs analysis. That can be done with accident investigation. A lot of companies are using serious incident and fatality potential. They're not waiting for a serious incident. They're actually looking at near misses, near hits, trying to focus on those and really gauge what they can do after that. So again, it's exactly what you said. Looking at your training, what are my needs in my training? Where do I have unwanted events? And again, being proactive, not reactive.
That's one thing that I talk about a lot with customer base that I work with, is that often they say, well, Nick, in our safety meetings, we don't have accidents to investigate because we're not having injuries. And I go, well, it doesn't mean you're safe. It means you're lucky right now. And we need to look at those near misses so that we can build out some plan of action. actions. And that's a great point. Now, you hit on just a moment ago some tools that are out there. Tell us a little bit about Cahoots, because I love that program. One of our OSHA instructors from my 500, my 501 class used it. And it's really a great tool that I think people are missing out on because the cost for it is...
Yeah, it's zero. Here's the greatest thing about the programs we showed. And again, Cahoots is a great example. I will have people say, well, everyone doesn't know how to use their smartphone. Everyone can't use their smartphone. What a great way to teach. Safety is a team effort. Use Cahoots. And again, Cahoots, you put your own questions in. You put your answers. Now, there is a database you can pull from. Again, all that's available. But the great thing about it at the end, when you're flashing those questions, just like in the meeting, you get comments back. I was asking questions about generations. Guess what I found out? One of the questions was, who won the World Series in 1979? Well, one gentleman said, yeah, it may have been Pittsburgh. Did you also know Baltimore was who they played? That's the kind of interaction. You want them engaged and sharing their stories. And again, you don't have to have incidents. If you go into a safety meeting and do a what if drill, and I love these in training. What if this happens? What are we going to do if there's a fire in this area of our plant? How are we going to do that? That's great training because that gets everyone involved.
And I think the important piece is that this training and this approach to training engages all the generations. Even though it's tech savvy, it's not just engaging the millennial generation, it's grabbing all the other ones. The table I was sitting at, it was causing conversations of, hey, how do I get my phone to do this? And then the millennial generation was able to say, here's the tech piece, but we can't tell you what happened in 1970, so right. Why don't you share some of that information? And all of a sudden, you start to see that table mold together. I can just imagine how that would work in a company.
Yeah, and remember, just like with all the teams we work with, that first step is learning to collaborate. And as I always say, safety is a team sport. It's not individuals. We all are safer when we work together. So again, just like you saw at your table, there are exercises you can do to get them all comfortable and trust. And we all know trust is being able to share that vulnerability. I don't know how to lock out this machine, or would you come over and verify that this machine's locked out? The more we train as a group and work as a group, the safer we all are.
You know, in the training, honestly, sitting there listening to that presentation, it was 45 minutes and it felt like it was 10 because there was so much interaction and talking. It made it go by quicker, which is great for your employees, because I remember being the frontline employee and sitting in safety training and you go, there's another 45 minutes of my day I'm never going to get back. This was different. It was engaging, but there were so many points that you take away from it. And I think that's a big part of this too.
Yeah. And one of the things I always say, and I use this as an example, you heard it in the presentation. How many of you, if you go back to your employees and talk to them, hey, we're going to do training today. Do they stand up and cheer you and say, that's wonderful? Or do they all go, I don't want to do that? That's an indicator of culture, because you need to say, what is the good training we had? People think it takes advanced knowledge, advanced degrees to do good training. Just ask, what works for us? What was engaging? What changed your behavior, your organization, or your equipment? And oh, by the way, safety is just part of what we all do, because remember, once you get that safety correct, your quality goes up, your cost effectiveness goes up, and again, your production goes up. So safety is that first step to that whole safety, quality, productivity, cost effectiveness.
Yeah, and that's a hard pitch to sell sometimes to management, but once they buy into it and they see what the benefits that they receive from that, it becomes kind of a snowball effect and you see more and more energy into safety. So for our listeners that are sitting out there today listening to this going, man, we've just been doing PowerPoint presentations forever. Our training isn't top notch. It isn't hitting where we need it to hit, or we're just bored with training. What's the first step you tell them to take?
I always say your first step again is that training needs assessment. But if you are fortunate enough, and again, the price is right, the Ohio Safety Congress, and I tell people now, start planning for March. There's an education and training committee that will talk about how do you get started with participant-centered training? How do you get started with micro-learning? How do you have a lot of new ideas in your training? Please fees. Convince your employer. Again, the cost for the conference is free, but what you get out of it is invaluable to your employer. Make that investment in training. Come down and attend the education and training sessions during the Ohio BWC Safety Congress. It's a great investment and really wonderful for every employer. That's the first step, and that'll get you ideas. Plus, you get contacts. Come up to me and say you heard this podcast and I want more information, or just grab me and I can help you there too.
All right, if people wanted some more information about what you do, do you have a website or?
Yeah, it's very easy to go out. Again, just Google the LSMART, or you can even do it in my what I call official role. Hit the University of Findlay, and I train a lot of new EHS professionals. So please go into that website too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Everyone out there, be safe, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.